EX.com.
Will he or won't he? I'm talking about the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie. Is he going to run for president of the United States, trying to nab the Republican ticket away from the grasp, at least in the polls, of Rick Perry, who still leads in the latest ones, Mitt Romney right behind him. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, this show is America Tonight. We're taking a snapshot of what's bugging us across America. I know that you all want to vent. After all, we're swinging into hump day, and that's usually where we all start to feel a little bit sick of it all, right? So it's the same old coming out of Foggy Bottom, and many people, whether they're Democrats, whether they're Republicans, are all expressing their displeasure. That's why 80% of us, no matter what kind of poll it is, no matter where it slants, say that we don't like the direction the country is headed in. So no surprise that everybody is hanging on all the words of anyone who decides that they're going to run. Chris Christie, his name has been brought up several times. I think Christie and Marco Rubio are tied for the most amount of times people have discussed them as possible contenders. Also, you could throw in a couple of other names too, some up-and-comers. It used to be Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, but then he said, forget about it, I'm staying here and I've got to work on Louisiana, and he made it very clear he was out of it and he wanted no parts of 2012. What's interesting is that Christie is making some bold statements, as he always has about Obama, saying that when he was in California on Tuesday, that the president is just a bystander in the Oval Office. It's just gridlock in Washington. It's ineffective and embarrassing to the rest of the country. He does shoot straight from the hip and cuts through the nonsense, and I agree completely with what he's saying, because what do I always say? I've said from almost the very beginning, sadly, that to me, you can say all kinds of nasty names and come up with all kinds of crazy things that you think are going on in the White House, but it doesn't matter. Ultimately, it's one word. It's ineffective, and that's why all of this frustration. So Christie is on a little fundraising mission, and this question started to get thrown out and planted again, that is this guy running? Barbara Bush was on hand, and this was in Simi Valley, of course, and leaned over to Chris Christie's wife and said, he should run. He should run. And this was all during a speech at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, where among the other things that Christie said is that America's promise is being menaced from within as a very troubled U.S. economy, shaky leadership, and that political gridlock word came in again, is diminishing the nation's ability to solve its problems. We need someone who can try and tackle those problems, whoever it is. But it's not going to be Chris Christie. It doesn't look like it, because his brother swears that he would know if he was going to run, that he never doesn't know what Chris is doing. And his brother Todd said that he's part of the inner circle and people can speculate, but he's very sure that he's not going to run. So sure, in fact, he said, if he's lying to me, I'll be as stunned as ever, the most I've ever been in my life. Still, people want to speculate. So Vice President Joe Biden talked about the Republican candidates, just the field overall, and Chris Christie as an adversary.
New Jersey's a big, important state. He's at the top of his game right now. They're beating up Perry for saying it's a Ponzi scheme, but yet everyone else in that state wants to privatize it. I don't see much difference.
So a little chunk at the end about privatization, and, you know, of course, that is one of the things that Christie has discussed, and he's not alone in that. Biden is right. And, of course, again, it goes back to the fact that people are frustrated beyond belief. So coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to go to the mailbag, because plenty of you have sounded off on the Chris Christie thing and speculating as part of our straw poll. Remember, we still have that going. Here's the deal. Over the weekend, you had the Michigan straw poll. Mitt Romney won that. And you had Herman Cain winning the Florida straw poll. And remember, they're unscientific. It's a small amount of people that you're talking about in these polls. So I thought it'd be fun that, since it's unscientific, why not roll one out for America Tonight? But we'll let it run for more than a couple of days. It's going to hum along for 3 weeks, and it started on Sunday. So far, the numbers that I have between people emailing me and, of course, calling the show, I have Herman Cain with 10 votes. I have Ron Paul with 8 votes. I have Rick Perry still with 3 going against the polls, and Mitt Romney with 3 as well, and nobody else has shown up because, remember, you still have a lot of people that are vying for the Republican ticket who are hanging on and going to these debates and running. Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann is still in this, or, you know, she's still going to the debate. She's still out there shaking hands, all that kind of stuff. Rick Santorum, Ron Paul, of course, as he's mentioned, his numbers were there. And a slew of others, John Huntsman, and who knows who else will throw in. We had Dennis Ball on, who's another guy who decided he wants to run on the Republican side of things, and he's starting to make some noise in a little way, but hoping that it'll be a big groundswell. I keep saying sometimes a candidate comes out of left field. Seems a lot of times we're dipping into the governor's pools. Thus, Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts, and, of course, Rick Perry, the current governor of Texas. So if you want to throw in your 2 cents on who you would vote for, I mean, you know, we're all fantasizing about a third party, but it's not here yet. Who would you vote for now if you had to vote? If you had to vote for somebody, who would it be? 800-259-5791. Those are my digits, 800-259-5791. Or go to the website, americatonight.net, click on the email, and you're in. Say what you think. Let it fly. Who do you think should get it? I'm going to go with Christie's brother, and I'm going to say I don't think it's a smokescreen. I think he's being sincere that he thinks it's hilarious that suddenly this has gotten new life again, but that his brother is definitely not running. But it makes for, you know, more headlines, I guess, for Christie in the long run, especially if he's giving speeches and the speeches are getting printed and people are talking about it. Look, we opened up America Tonight with it. It doesn't hurt him to fan the flames a little bit and have his brother out there completely dousing them. You know, and as much as we're talking about the Republicans and what they're doing, I also say this. Listen, every single show, I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right of right, confused, furious, or independent, libertarian, whatever you label yourself as, because we all tend to flock to some label, right? Or just completely, completely devoid of all of that. Just trying to hang in there and be as open as minded as possible and just go for the candidate. Wherever you fall, if you think Obama's doing a good job, certainly you can weigh in on that too, and why you think he should get another crack at this. In other words, another two-termer. We just got through that with Bush, and of course before him, Clinton. Coming up on the flip side, oh, some odds and ends you don't want to miss. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
And ends for you. Again, don't forget about the straw poll. I'm kind of veering off a little bit here. It is hump day, so I'm going to try to lift your spirits a bit. Maybe make you grin. I can see it. I've got the infrared glasses. The lip is going up across America just a little bit, just in the corner. Now, who's the toughest person to get a rise out of? That's what my grandfather used to say. How tough it was to get a rise out of certain people. And I heard a story about Clint Eastwood that he was very tough to get him to get him, because he didn't do very many interviews, and it was very tough to get him to smile. And I'm sure in his personal life he might have smiled a lot, but he didn't do that very much in interviews. So I'm going to get a rise out of you, America. I'm going to get that lip going up just a little bit on either your right side of your face or the left side of your face. We talked a bunch about the satellite. I was really hoping I was going to be able to cash in. I was praying for it. I was praying that a piece of the satellite would crash into my backyard. It did not happen. Not even close. And I'm sure none of you can claim that you have a piece of the satellite either. It fell in the South Pacific. You know, they took odds on this. You could have waged on this. You could have put down a couple of bucks if you were in Europe on it. So the dead satellite dumped into probably the best place it could have fallen into, the Pacific Ocean, because you're not near any land. They think, because this is 6 tons, they think that it's, thousands, of course, thousands and thousands of miles from northwest North America. That's where they were reporting some sightings that originally. So it plunges into a very remote area where there's islands and then just all ocean. And the calculations believe or show that it entered above the Earth's atmosphere above American Samoa, but the debris broke apart, but it didn't happen really till it got closer and closer to Christmas Island. And it happened after midnight on Saturday. So here's the upshot of all this nonsense about where did it land. About 24 metal pieces from the satellite fell over a 500-mile span. And it's pretty uninhabited area, so the space junk might have sunk. Might have sunk the debris. And now what do they do? Have divers go down? They look all over the place. They try to see if they... They say that there's people that claim they saw it in Canada, that they saw some of it come down. So nowhere near our satellite facility, our GCN satellite facility in Texas. Yeah. And probably nobody's going to make any money from that or have to wrestle with the moral dilemma of, should I keep the space junk or should I call the local authorities and have them call NASA for me? I think I asked a couple of you, I'm sure we talked about it on the show, one of the previous shows, if you had that opportunity, would you have kept it or would you have sold it? Would it have popped up on eBay? Well, eBay, you would have been in trouble for that. Andy Rooney's not worried about space junk anymore or any of the other nonsense that he made fun of during his short pieces on 60 Minutes forever and ever. Do you know that he is going to actually do his 1,097th broadcast on Sunday, and it's his last one, at least as a regular anyway? He is 92 years old. He has been at CBS since 1978. That is job security. Anybody out there listening to this program work somewhere from the 70s all the way up to, you know, currently or at least a couple of years ago? Maybe you just retired. That's, like I said, that's job security. And, of course, what was so popular was the end of 60 Minutes. You know, he was able to just, and what a great job. He would write his pieces, and that's what he did. He wrapped up the end of the show. And he became a regular when he was 59 years old. So his few minutes with Andy Rooney, I mean, that is just a great gig. 59, he got that. That's a good odds and ends. And that's a good way to retire, for sure. 800-259-5791 if you want to weigh in on anything that we're talking about. But, of course, the straw poll, we were mentioning that, and Chris Christie playing with the Republicans as to whether or not he's going to run, but his brother saying, oh, no, he's not going to do it. Can you see it? I mean, everywhere he goes, that's the great thing. He's like the king. Because everywhere he goes, he holds the cards. And he does give these great speeches where he just cuts through the nonsense. I mean, no matter what you think of him, he's very good at that. His style is just lends itself for that. So everywhere, people are probably just flocking to him. Please, please, Barbara Bush, please run. Nancy Reagan, run. I mean, everybody's telling him, you're the guy, you're the man, run, run, run. So maybe, remember, this kind of happened with Obama. He dragged the Democrats around for a while, and then the next thing you know, he was in the middle of it. Ken in Connecticut, you get the first crack. Hello. Good, how are you?
All right. Well, I heard that he's not going to be running.
Yeah, his brother said there's no way that he would. It'd be the first lie that he was ever told to him from his brother. You know, his brother Todd said he would never not tell me, so it's not happening.
And, you know, I was just wondering, you know, even if this guy just got a VP spot or not, if Connie Mack would ever think about running.
Connie Mack.
Connie Mack from Florida.
I know, but Connie Mack is just kind of chilling, bowing out of things. I don't think Connie Mack wants to go front and center.
But Connie Mack's got a lot of good ideas to balance the budget in this country.
Well, you know what? I think what's going to be interesting is to see, Ken, who's going to be, because he's never said that. So I think what's going to be interesting to see is who's on the undercard, who's going to be the VP, And would somebody like Christie, I don't think Christie could be a VP, though, because I think he has too many ideas that he can't be the second banana, the person that goes around the world diplomatically, so I don't think so. And I don't think Connie Mack would either, but I don't see Connie Mack running either. How about Jeb Bush now in Florida? That's the name that comes up, but Jeb's not going to do it either.
But he's got something a lot of politicians don't, common sense.
You know, that's the thing.
That's the reason we are so messed up in this country, because we have all politicians. They got all the brains in the world. They go to Harvard, Yale, Texas A&M. You name the school. You name the Ivy League school, Columbia. And when it comes to the common sense, with the old easy thing to do, and they don't want to do it. It's just insane, and you know that's why we're not. That's why I believe we're really in a hole. You know,
no, I agree with you that the thing that's staring them right in the face never is the road they take. It's always, maybe we need less lawyers. I mean, you're proving a point here. Maybe we need less legal people and we need more common sense people. That's the answer. Straight shooters, people who aren't afraid to say, "Whoops, I made a mistake. Geez, let me get the best economic people I can get in. Let me do this." I mean, the Obama people will tell you, "No, no, we already did that. We got the best economic people we could get in." I mean, we had Larry Summers, we've had Tim Geithner, we have reached out to many other people, so we're already doing that, and you're just preaching to the choir on that, but I don't think so. I think it's about that gridlock, the politics, the same old thing. And the other thing that somebody will tell you in Washington is, that's nice. It's nice to say that. It's nice that you talk about it on a talk show. But in the real world, it doesn't play that way in D.C. Well, maybe it needs to play that way. Why are we always, here's the thing, to piggyback off of what Ken just said, why are we always reacting to things instead of being ahead of what is so catastrophic? Why aren't we in front of some of these things? Okay, so some things fall through the cracks, but almost everything falls through the cracks? How is that? That's bad business. Would you want people working for you where they always had excuses, there was always reasons why, there was always somebody else to blame? No. You would start doing performance reviews and figure out ways that to let them go, because they just can't cut the mustard. And that's it. They just can't cut it in Washington anymore. 800-259-5791. We're heading to the mailbag next.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're going to check your emails in just a few moments here. But before we do that, I understand that we have Michelle Bachmann's campaign advisor for the great state of Illinois on the line with us. Would that be Rick in Illinois? Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
I just gave you a title. Didn't you hear that?
I heard that there was
a rumor about it that you were out there stumping for her. It can't be true. Is that right?
No. I'm going to stump for Bristol Palin.
Bristol Palin.
Yeah, she did a bar fight.
Yeah, what's going on with the Palin? Well, you know, here's the thing. You were the one who first told me, because I hadn't seen it, about the book with all the revelations about Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
And Sarah Palin saying it's crap and nonsense, and this guy's a nutball, and he moved in next to them, and all the Palins are saying that. And now they're talking about suing the publisher.
Yeah, but she's not denying it, so... must be true.
I don't know, but coming up with a lawsuit, you have to prove defamation of character. So I don't know, Rick. They might be stretching the truth on poor Sarah.
I don't know. She didn't come out and deny it. Not 2 weeks later, she wanted to sue. So there's must be some truth to there somewhere.
Well, we're trying to get her on the show. We'll see if she comes on.
Yeah. What the shouldn't Bristol be home with her kids doing the bars? Yeah, I heard that.
Bum, 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 bum. There you go.
Yeah, you got any videos of Nancy Grace's whatever malfunction or whatever happened.
First of all, what is Nancy Grace doing on Dancing with the Stars? Why would someone like that, who's such a hardcore, hard-hitting, in-your-face, attacking, you know, whatever's going on case, and the, you know, the advocate for the victims, it's very surprising to me that she decided to go on Dancing with the Stars. That's the first thing. And she's saying that it was a pasty, that she had two bras on and a pasty, and there was no malfunction like Janet Jackson, that that's nonsense. It was a pasty that you saw.
I didn't say it. I just heard about it. I just wondered if I got a video of it or got on tape or something.
Well, you can't. It's, again, such a big, it's a quick flash. You can't really tell. So it's it could be a pasty, because they do wear those. So that might be what it was.
Get a tape of it and watch it, I guess. But I see this Harmon Cain won the straw poll in there in Florida.
Yes.
But I don't think he's going to go anywhere. Cause I can't see a Republican Party nominating a black man to be their nominee. So
why not? Colin Powell, remember his name was bandied about before, and people thought Powell was going to run. He would for sure have gotten it. Years ago, and but he didn't want it. His wife didn't want him to do it, and he said, no, forget it. So you don't think so?
Yeah, they're all getting together and trying to make Obama a failure, just make him a one-term president. So this is because he's Afro-American.
Do you think it's a black issue, really, for a lot of people?
I'm going
to say maybe I have more faith in America. I'm going to say it's not, maybe for some, but I'm going to say that it's not all about racism. It's not about that he was a black guy. It's about that he's ineffective, Rick.
There's a Tea Party. They're just, oh man, and everything, because he's beating bad on the election.
Let me ask you this. So he gets your vote again. So do you think he wins again?
Yeah, because I don't see Rick Perry doing anything. He looks like a stumbling, bumbling fool there. What's he talking about? Mumbling, and people didn't understand nothing what he's saying. Or Mitt Romney standing there trying to figure out what he's trying to say. And just looks like a big fool.
You're talking about, the last debate. He had some promises, of course. Yeah.
Before this, after he's that, before that, and he's after this, and he's for this, and all that. Well, that ain't gonna do anything.
Well, listen, he's not a dumb guy, because when in doubt, don't pronounce. And when you're not sure, just kind of blah, 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 you mumble it. That's what you do.
Yeah, but his popularity is going downhill more and more.
Except for if you check the latest CNN poll, Rick Perry still leads Romney. And David Axelrod, Obama's number one right-hand man who's trying to get him reelected, that's why he jumped out of his White House gig, said he's the chief political advisor. He's saying that the president's road to reelection is a titanic struggle.
Yeah.
That's not good.
I don't think them two guys will get. Well, make some money. Put your money on that Rick Santorum.
Santorum?
Yeah. He's going to be the dark horse.
Well, he's the real dark horse, then. He's the nag. Because he's not getting any, showing up in any polls.
Well, look at McCain. Where'd he come from?
That's true, but
they had
McCain
him buried.
Yeah, but McCain had a name, and he had before. Remember the first time around when he was running. Remember South Carolina and what happened there, and he thought that he had a good chance against Bush the first time when Bush was running. And McCain is a known commodity in the Republican Party, and certainly for the whole POW thing and for other things that he's done, even if people don't agree with everything. So he had the wind at his back the first time he was trying to do it. So you're right. He was running out of money. It didn't seem like he was going to be the guy, but they knew him. Rick Santorum, lots of people in the Northeast know him. A lot of people in Pennsylvania certainly know him. But I don't know that many people, even though they've seen him now with the debates, I don't know that many people are that familiar with him. That's his problem.
I think he's going to be the, because nobody likes Perry after it's all over, and everybody's bored out with Mitt Romney, so he's stalling out. So he's going to be the dark horse. He's going to be like McCain, come out of nowhere, you thought he's dead and gone. He'll come back and win it all.
All right, Rick.
Put your money on Vegas. Go out in Vegas. Put your money in.
I'm writing this date down to remember what you said. We're going to save this piece of tape. Matt, you hear me. We're going to save this piece of tape, and we'll see if Rick's prediction comes true. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say there's like 1,000 to 1 odds that that's not going to happen. Thanks, Rick. Two hands on the wheel. I think I hear your cell phone ringing. Michelle Bachman's calling on the other one. He carries around two of them. People don't believe me, but I think that he is actually stumping for and tries to pretend he's on the other side. 800-259-5791, if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Next segment, we're going to go to the mailbag. But President Obama's chief advisor, as I said, David Axelrod, I want to flesh this out a little bit more for you because I was so stunned by that. For the most part, and maybe this is intentional, for the most part, they've put on a very brave face that, look, this is, you know, he's the guy and look what he's done and here's his list of accomplishments and all of that, rallying the base. So to come out in New Hampshire and say, oh, it's a titanic struggle, that might have been a planted idea to make sure that the Democrats get out there and panic people a little bit, tell the crowds and the business people and everybody else that this is going to be a real big challenge and that this is not by any stretch of the imagination, a layup. And there should be some concern about what's happening with the Republicans. So even though he was able to throw in a few nails at the GOP, like talking about fixing the economy, saying it's always the same plans with the Republicans, there's obviously some concern there, or it's planted concern, which that might be, to try to get more people out and focused on, you know, you got to vote or this, you know, Obama's not going to be the two-term guy that you want him to be. Because, again, he's speaking to people who are trying to help get the president elected, frankly. And speaking of getting the president elected, one of the main things that we know that has stuck in the craw of so many Americans, me, certainly you, the idea of this whole jobs bill thing and the push to keep the pressure on Congress to consider that $450 billion. And it's been 2 weeks since he actually sent it up the flagpole or up the steps of the Capitol. And he says, I want it back. I want it back. I want it passed. I want to sign the bill. I want to put people back to work. I want this to happen. He said that, we need to have teachers back. We need to have other people back working, and that the bill would spend $25 billion to modernize public schools and that there would be more jobs. And this mix of payroll tax cuts and spending would be paid for by requiring wealthier people, families, and companies to pay out, to be the ones that pay for it. So it's a 3-day trip out west. There were 7 fundraisers in Washington State and California. That's what the whole thing is. It's in front of a fundraising deadline for the Prez. And, you know, the economy's stuck. The needle is just not moving, no matter how much we scream. You know those meters, the how high the decimals when you go to stadiums and people scream, you know, for whatever team it is, and you watch the needle move. That needle is stuck. If we were in 10 stadiums screaming, it's still stuck. We are stuck with this economy and this high unemployment. And there's no way around that. There's no way around that. And this jobs bill is not going to pass. It's not going to go anywhere. And I don't know that you can pin it on everybody on the Republican side of things, because there are a lot of Democrats who are also not keen on seeing it pass. Obama, by the way, is now back in Washington after that road trip. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modifications. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
The pitch on the way, a swing, and there's a hit to right center. That's going to score the go-ahead run. It goes to the gap. Yadier Molina makes third. He's being waved around. Altuve's throw to the plate. Too late. On to third, Ryan Terrio. And the Cardinals get two runs on the pinch hit, extra base hit by Terrio.
Swinging a ground ball right back to him. That'll do it. Cardinals win this one, and they're tied for the wild card in the Central Division.
And Martin swing grounds one to third. Longoria on the back one. Throws to second two. Throw to first. A triple play. The Rays have turned a triple play on Russell Martin. And the Yankees have to settle for a one-run lead. Talk about a miracle play in a must-win game.
Now the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a drive. Right field. Slichter going back. It is gone. Matt Joyce with a three-run home run. And the Rays have taken the lead. It's now 5-3.
Here he comes, the 3-2. Swinging a looper to left field. There's Desmond Jennings. He is there. And the Rays have won their 90th game and have forced this season down to the final game of the year. A heart-pounding comeback win.
The 1-1 coming, swinging a high fly ball. This is high and very deep into left. Backing up Reibold. He's at the track, at the wall, leaps up. He can't get it. That ball is gone, and LeVarnway has done it again. His second home run of the ball game. His second major league home run. And the Red Sox get a little added breathing room. Now 8-4 Boston. Breaking ball, swinging a grounder to third behind the bag. Lowry has it, long throw. Got him! And the Red Sox have won it. They hold off the Orioles 8-7, and there is still a tie in the wild card in the American League. And we're down to game number 162 tomorrow night for the right for postseason play.
Heart Attack Baseball. This is what we live for. Joe, Jack, Little Paul, all on the edge of their seats. You all emailed me. Boston narrowly, they had built a lead, but narrowly wins this thing. You were listening to the exciting calls. They're 8-7, the final score in that one. So now the Red Sox and the Rays will duke it out. And why with the Rays? They had the Yankees. They beat the Yankees 5-3. You heard that. How about the Cardinals? I mean, everybody said the Cardinals were toast, but not so fast. They had the easiest time of it, it seems. 13-6 over Houston. So the Cardinals now go up against the Red Sox and, the Cardinals go up, against Atlanta. And Atlanta had a chance, but they just got blown out by the Phillies. The Phillies have been losing everything since they clinched their spot by winning the NL East. So the Phillies didn't help Atlanta. 7-1 again, the final score there. One game left. Who knows what happens because you got all these wild card ties and you've got one day left. So the fates and fortunes of four teams are right out there for the taking. Somebody's going to go and somebody's going to sit home, these teams. And this is good stuff. It's good stuff when it's not your team. But it's what we live for. We're getting close to that postseason. I love the wild card. If people complain about the wild card, no. The wild card is exciting.
And there's a lot of good pitchers going, too. We have Carpenter going for the Cards, Hudson going for the Braves, David Price going for the Tampa Rays, and Lester going for the Red Sox. Pretty much everyone's ace is on the mound for game 162. And who knows, we could have a couple of game 163s, which would be even more incredible.
Yeah, no kidding. And so, sweet. This is the sweet spot, definitely. And the Rays, I mean, like I said, look at the Rays. They battle past the Yankees. And look how close those games ended up being, except for, of course, Atlanta didn't do themselves any favor. And St. Louis came out swinging big time by pounding the Astros, but they keep their playoff hopes alive. So think about this. For all these people that have to go through work, like you're a diehard Boston fan. We have somebody on the air, Ken Bassinet, who joins us from Talk Radio News. And, I mean, his skin was crawling. He calls us from Washington, and he was late calling in. And Matt and I said to each other, he's late because the Red Sox are playing, and he's waiting to see what's going to happen here. And there are a lot of Red Sox across the country, a lot of Red Sox fans. But the same with the Cardinals. You know, the Cardinals have some very loyal people, too. In fact, all those teams really do, except for Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has terrible fans. You can, if you want to go see a playoff game with Tampa Bay, you can get tickets. It's so easy to get tickets because the people don't show up. There was a radio station that had to give out tickets for their games in the past. Playoffs or not. So they do make it interesting, and they do have some good players, and this is, like I said, what we live for, to see these kinds of finishes. So there you go. That's the payoff. Joe, Jack, Little Paul, you got it. All of them sending me notes in the mailbox. And we're going to swing to the regular mailbox because some others sounded off about politics and whatnot, and we'll do that in our next hour. I bet those three are probably all also car guys. And as we swing toward the finish line here, because we have my friend Bob Long on a couple of times, we have him on during the year, and he's one of my teammates, so to speak, on the GCN network. Does just a great show and knows everything there is to know about cars, I think, if you listen to him. And he likes to talk about the new cars that come out. Well, a study came out that said a professor at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University did an experiment where he took a group of students and they were asked to look at pictures of sports cars and have their saliva, I'm not kidding you, collected with cotton dental rolls, which were then weighed. The result was a 36% increase in saliva production. But to be fair, they did throw a curveball into the mix. It might not just have been the cars, because they had sexy women as well around the cars. But they do believe there was something to it. They did another experiment where they had the students, the subjects, made them feel powerless with the responses to the images of money that they kept showing. This is bringing it home, isn't it? So they put those out there, and they didn't get much of a response. There wasn't much saliva, right? Of course not. So that what they believe, their theory is that it's the consumption, like, you know, somebody salivates because the main function is the consumption of food, and that's what makes you salivate. But other things can do that too, something that rewards you, and that there is a reaction to the car deal. And that's, of course, why, if you pay attention to the car commercials, they make them the way they make them. A lot of times they have, you know, kind of a scantily clad model that somehow is involved in whatever the car is that they're selling. But it was the pictures of the sports cars, not just ordinary cars, but sports cars. So in other words, you know, a Ferrari or the Mustang Boss 302, the Ford Mustang, the new one, all that kind of stuff. I don't know, Matt, do cars make you drool? He's like, I'm not answering that. I'm not answering that question. I think a lot of that had to do with the models. I think the professor did have the right idea, though. I think it's an interesting thing to try to measure. And I'm thinking of my own world, my dog Mahalo. Sadly, this is my fault in trying to get him to speak, you know, doing the whole treat thing. For any of you who have dogs, you know what I mean. And he'll speak, but boy, you hold that treat too long, and he's not a dog that slobbers. He's a golden retriever, but he'll start to really salivate because that's what it's done to him. It's that Pavlov dog reaction, you know, the ring the bell thing. And he knows you say that and you say, hold it up and you say, speak, that he's going to get that. So if you hold off on it for just even a few seconds, you get that drool reaction. How do you like that? First we go from the men drooling to the dog drooling, and I don't know, what's the common denominator in all of it? Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, you know what to do, americatonight.net.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Can I put a gun rack on my bike?
I'm stupid, you're smart. You just don't get it, do you? You don't.